Welcome to Raising Playful Tots. Raising Playful Tots is a weekly podcast about mums making the most of early years playtime. My name is Melitza and I'm your host. Welcome to the Play Space. It's here that we focus on play that we want to see and experience in our homes. We cover play-related topics to inspire, teach, challenge, and lead us to have a great time with these kids of ours that we have. You have young children under 5 years old? This is the podcast for you. Introduce a new play idea. Welcome to Raising Playful Tots, show number 55. Thanks for listening to the show today. If you're new here, welcome, and hi to the regular playmates. Plenty of room in the hospital play area over here. Last podcast was a change to the usual format with a storytelling show highlighting four mothers sharing quite different Easter and non-Easter experiences then and now. So if you missed that one, pop on over to the blog where you can listen to that show and find the archive of all the shows at www.raisingplayfultots.com/shows. This week's show is an interview with Blythe Lipman, author of Help! My Baby Came Without Instructions. I'll be right back after this short break.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life, but it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch, go to a park or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Today I'm talking to Blythe Lipman, author of Help! My Baby Came Without Instructions and radio host at TogiNet with her show Baby and Toddler Instructions. She works extensively with new parents, providing seminars, tips, and daily phone calls of reassurance. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Blythe, I'm excited to have you on the show to talk about babies and playtime. Let's dive right in. What are the benefits of establishing routines and rhythm for the baby and parent?
You know, it's so important to have routines because everybody knows what's going to happen. The parents that I consult with seem to be much happier and much less stressed when they do have a routine because it's built in. When things are all over the place, it's hard to know what's going to happen. And granted, you know what? We know babies change all the time, that routine, and they can get up and it may be a cranky day and it may not work. But I think it's important because they do know what to do. And it's fun because they can plan ahead what they're going to play with. What kind of toy? Are we going to do tummy time? Are we going to whatever it is? So I love having the routines with the playtimes.
And how does that help in raising a playful tot?
You know what? It's great for self-esteem. There's nothing better on the floor with their little tot playing and saying, even somebody little, a little tiny one, an spider or a peekaboo. And it just, I think it really helps promote self-esteem in babies and toddlers because they learn it's okay and they're doing great. And you know what their faces look like when moms and dads are saying, yay, good job.
Yeah, they get all excited, don't they? And
yeah,
it's lovely to see that. You know, babies are really active and alert for just short periods of time. What's the best way to be really playful with them?
I think you have to take the cues from them, cues from the day. It's really important to watch. Playtime is supposed to be fun. So if you're trying to get your baby to do something and they're crying, it's not fun. Don't do it. I know here in the States, I don't know about in the UK, but they are very big about giving these little babies tummy time because they want to help them strengthen their neck. It teaches them to lift their heads up. And if they put them on their tummies really early and mom goes in front of them, many babies do not like to be on their tummies because they don't have the neck control and their faces go bam right into the floor. I mean, it's awful.
Yes.
And a lot of parents stress over this. Anything you do with your baby, if they don't like it and they're crying, do something else. It's really important to have fun.
That's really good advice. You know, over here in the UK, I think it's the same. People are really worried that, you know, with the Back to Sleep campaign, that parents have just taken it to the max now and just put their babies on the back for everything. And so now you have some mothers and some parents that do worry that they're not doing enough tummy time and feel that they must get their certain amount of time in. But you're so right. We do have to make sure that they are having fun too. It's just finding that balance.
Absolutely. And you know, it's really interesting because I teach moms, and we're talking about routines with the first thing that you asked me. It's good to have the routine, but I see moms so stressed because you have to do tummy time for 15 minutes, 3 weeks to them. If they do tummy time for, you know, just 4 or 5 minutes every day and they're happy and it's good, that's okay. I teach moms stressing over what somebody tells them when their baby's not happy.
You're right. I've had a really successful time with when mine were little. At nappy time, when we're changing their diaper, my son would just kick his little legs. And I had the, you know, those plastic wet wipe bags that you get. I had it at the end by his feet. And it was obviously quite empty. Maybe I hadn't thrown it away as I should have. And the other one was out. And he was just kicking his little legs against that and making all that crunchy rattling type sound that you make, and he loved it. And so that became a firm favorite, that, you know, the old bag that was empty got to stay and he got to kick his little feet against it once he realized that he could operate that. You know, bath time is traditionally the time for play with babies, but what about other times?
You're saying that, I think it's great because, you know, parents rush out and buy every toy, every new thing, and it's always a joke, like at holiday time, what's the about the gift, they like playing with the paper. So I love what you're saying with bath time, with the diapering time. You know, I think parents have to be comfortable all the time playing with their babies. You call it nappy time. That is so important. Bath time, but there's no rhyme when you sing. You know, I always give this example. If you watch a woman especially talk to a baby, they don't talk to a baby and go, oh, isn't that baby cute? We raise it a few decibels. We say, oh, look at the baby. Isn't that the cutest baby? To me, the sillier you can get of it anytime, and it doesn't matter. I had one mom tell me at bath. She said, I don't know what to say to the baby. Nursery rhymes. And I said, well, neither does he. Just act silly and have fun and sing and laugh and get a kick out of it. And that's what they remember.
You're right. Today I'm talking to Blythe Lipman. You can find her on Facebook at facebook.com/pages/baby-instructions. And you can follow her on Twitter as @babyinstruction. Let's turn to look at your book, Help My Baby Came Without Instructions. One of the chapters reads, I love you, but I am so tired. I think I could have written that chapter.
You know, I think all new parents could. Moms do not have to be super moms. It's okay to say I'm tired. With moms especially, and I'm going to just get off the subject a little for 1 second, if that's okay.
Yeah.
When baby naps, mom should nap. The dishes will still be there. The wash will still be there. Everything will still be there. Sleep deprivation is the hardest thing. If you get it, it makes everything look different. As far as being a couple, you have to remember that you were in love and you did go to the movies or you did go out to dinner or you did take a walk. And it's so important to put that couple time into your love, baby. And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It doesn't have to mean you have to get dressed up. I mean, sometimes for new mom to have the thought of putting makeup on or putting on something other than their sweat clothes the first month or 2 months, it's just too much to handle. So, you know, you can do things. You can ask dad to bring home special takeout food and light it. You can just sit down together and cuddle on the couch. There are so many things that you can do that don't mean that you have to go out. I mean, maybe there's a movie that you like. You can get some popcorn, sit there. I always tell dads, ours is the first month, you know, I don't know if you had them, but those hormones are raging all over, trying to get back to normal. Dad can, you know, order some flowers, write the little note to your wife. Mom, before you have the baby, go out and get some and put it in your husband's underwear drawer or something, just to let him know, you know what, I still love you, you're still my husband. Sometimes the dads feel like they're neglected, because mom's so busy with the baby.
Mm-hmm. It's finding those good ideas and remembering them, because like you said, when you're sleep deprived, you know, everything just kind of goes out of the window. You don't remember any of these things. You're just struggling to keep your eyes open, and you just feel that they don't understand you, and they feel that you don't understand them, and it, you know, it can get all out of hand. So I really like that you've given clear tips about how alone, you know, together time is really important. And what about alone time? Could you say a little bit about that? What would you say?
Alone time is really important. Girlfriend time, just, you know, the thing you have to remember, just a new mom, you're a wife. If you work, you have a job. I think when you're just a stay-at-home mom, sometimes it's so difficult. If you have a planner, or if you do it on your computer, or you know what, we all have smartphones, plug it in. Even if it's just to say to your husband, honey, can you watch the baby? I want to take a walk around the block. Or I just want to go to the grocery store by myself. I don't want to have to take the car seat and the diapers and the wipes and the everything. So building that is important. And moms, don't feel guilty. It's okay. It's okay to take a bath and not have the baby seat next to the tub. You can ask dad to watch it. That, you know, one other really important thing is, or somebody around, it's, I know, are few and far between. If you have a family member that wants to, it's okay. Say yes, thank you. You know what? Take an hour to yourself.
Yes. Yes. That is really good advice. It's something that it can be really hard to do at the very beginning, especially if you've been independent and you think that you can cope, and I'm sure you can, but it's always good to start these routines for yourself as well as your child, because, you know, to have a playful tot, you need to be well rested too, because it's that balance. It's completely that balance. Clearly you are very passionate about helping parents. Can you describe an event that moved you to tears during your time working with babies?
You know, I have to say, I go into homes and do consultations, and most of the time it's because parents cannot sleep in their crib. They do all kinds of things like rock walk for 2 hours, or, you know, there's all kind of rituals that take forever. They don't just teach the baby to go to sleep on their own. This just warms my heart every time I see it, when I will go into a home and I will teach a parent how to gently get the baby to go to sleep on their own, how to pat the baby's back or the baby's bottom and say, shh, the baby relax and go to sleep in their crib. And every single time is when mom and dad nursery with the baby sleeping, they have the biggest grin on with such confidence that they can do it. Every time it moves me, because, you know, I do have tons of tips and they all work, and I've used them on lots of babies. You know, not everything works for every baby. Basically, I teach confidence. If a parent is confident in what they're doing with their baby, then that's the lesson. You know, there's not one thing that works for every baby, because every baby's different.
Yeah. That's really good.
So that's what moves, that wonderful grin of confidence. It's great.
It is, and I bet you those parents will remember you for a very long time.
I hope so. I hope it's good memories.
Yes, for sure. I really liked your book, how it's based on really short chapters, so you can read those really quickly. And you talk about all the essential things, like how to turn off the tears, sweet dreams, like you just mentioned, you know, fun things to do when they're having a bath, the keys to success when you're feeding, whether that's breastfeeding or bottle feeding, burping. But you also talk about the things that we really need to know, like bragging and other nonsense. I don't think that was anything. I didn't have any concept of what that was like before, when I was just working, to when you're thrown into that mommy world. And all of a sudden now people are talking about what their kids can do and then balancing it all. I thought I had it down pat. I thought I knew how to troubleshoot this and how to do this, you know, the dinner at the right time and go out with my friends. But now it's all kind of all over the place. You talk about that too. How to create the perfect caregiver. Like, I would have never have thought about that before I was, you know, had a child, that I had to think about who was going to be looking after my child and what type of person I really wanted to do that. And you put these all in your book, along with real answers from real parents. What made you choose that format?
Give you a really quick story. The focus, I was working in an infant room. Here we have infant rooms where babies come 6 weeks to 12 months when their parents go back to work and they're in preschools. And I had a mom come in with her little baby, Sophie. She was her first day of preschool and said, "You have to help me. Sophie's been sleeping in her car seat for 5.5 months. I don't know how to get her in the crib." And I went home that night because I had this book idea in my head for a long, long time. And that was instructions. I have to write an easy book because there are tons of baby books out. You know, we all buy them when we're pregnant. Yep. And they're really wonderful books. But there, some of them are just so long. And you know, being a mom, when your baby is crying, you want to fix that right now.
Yes.
You do not have time to sit down and read 14 chapters to go on the internet, which never works when you're in a rush.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do a quick format with lists, you know, 32 ways to get the baby to go to sleep, 22 ways to get the baby stop crying, 22 ways to get the baby to go to sleep, and so forth and so on. So they could just go down the list and say, okay, this works or this doesn't work. Well, here's 10 more things I can try.
Yeah.
So that's how the book was born. That's a true story because they're just in the middle of your crying crises.
No, that's perfect. I mean, the book is just great for that. It brings so many ideas
Thanks.
Away. And the way that you can hold the book as well, you know, you can have a baby in your lap, you know, nursing or, you know, you're feeding and you can just have a quick look through what's going on. You know, it's an easy book to hold and to look after too. And that makes a difference because I had a big, it felt like a tome of a baby book when I had my children very young. And, you know, that book just kept flipping closed when you needed it to be open. And, you know, I really enjoyed going through your book.
Well, I wanted something to put in the diaper bag, too, something that was an easy size just to throw in the bag if you're going to grandma. So thank you for all the nice compliments.
No, you're welcome. There's lots of great information you've given us to help raise playful tots by laying the right foundations as parents. Today I've been talking to Blythe Lipman, author of Help, My Baby Came Without Instructions. You can find out more about her work by visiting www.babyinstructions.com. Details of all what we've been talking about, including Blythe's links, are in the show notes at raisingplayfultots.com. I'll be right back after this short break.
This is Maggie Woodley from redheadart.com, and you're listening to Raising Playful Tots.
Welcome back. It's always fun to talk about baby play and share ideas about what to do with our little bundles. Blythe has kindly shared 2 copies of her book, Help! My Baby Came Without Instructions, to listeners of the show. The book is full of bite-sized advice and practical ideas about babies. The title says it all. It's the type of book I wish I had found when mine were a baby. It would make a great baby shower gift or a birth gift, and there's lots of advice for that important first year. Just for the reassurance alone, you should get this book. You can also get this book in all major bookshops, both in the UK and in the US, or through the Amazon store, through the Raising Playful Tots website. To enter the competition, drop me an email to melitza@raisingplayfultots.com. That's M-E-L-I-T-S-A, melitza@raisingplayfultots.com, telling me you'd like to win the Help, My Baby Came Without Instructions book. I'll pick 2 random winners to receive the book. This contest is open worldwide. Email today. The contest closes soon. Full details of the contest, see the show notes for this show at raisingplayfultots.com/55. Good luck! Time for the weekly find. This is the part of the show where I highlight a play activity or resource I have found interesting this week. #PlayFest is a popular twice a week gathering of playful people talking about toys and play. And you can find it on Twitter and Facebook. Izzy Wizzy TV is an innovative solution to the problem of toy selection. Who do you believe? What do you think? Are these toys from company X any good? We often have to make choices in isolation and from influences that aren't always wide-ranging. Life is busy and more people are going online to get recommendations for toys from each other. And we like to find like-minded mums, especially ones that who want quality toys and want to communicate with the businesses behind them. And I think this is the key to what Izzy Wizzy Kids does, is that there's this feedback aspect. And here's how it works. Every Tuesday between 8:30 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. UK time, and so we're on British Standard Time right now, if you just follow the hashtag PlayFest, that's capital P, capital F, PlayFest, or follow at Izzy Wizzy, that's IZZIWIZZI, or you can join them on Facebook every Thursday at the same time between 8:30 and 9:30, and then you'll be given party updates and you'll be able to still participate in the party. So what will you get? Well, there's product reviews, companies that are participating, and more importantly, it's a platform for conversation between companies and consumers, and consumers and companies. There's lots of competitions, and it's just a chance for us to be able to talk to each other about what we think about play, the toys that we've got, and the toys and how we can play with them with our children. All the toys and activities are based upon the 8 imaginative ways of play and learning. So it's not a really commercial side, but it also highlights those companies that you really love to see, those ones that you really love to go and shop at. Al's got a lot of great things going over at izzywizzykids.co.uk, so you should go over there and check out what she's got. And remember, PlayFest is on a Tuesday if you're on Twitter, and on a Thursday if you're on Facebook. I'd love to hear your views on the interview with Blythe. To find out about the links to the weekly find, any of the websites that have been mentioned, the contest, and any links mentioned in the show, please visit the show notes at raisingplayfultots.com/55, as that's the number of the show. Thanks for sticking with me today on the show when I don't have my usual microphone. You've been listening to Raising Playful Tots, show number 55. Come over and play next week. Until then, find time for some unplugged play. Join with me each week as we share, learn and laugh together about making the most of early childhood playtime. Goodbye.